low, dirty, toxic, or poisonous behavior. Wait, you're still going on. Or something related to health or healing. You might be wondering what I'm talking about. So, this is my second time I'm having a dream about a snake. Not even snakes, just a snake. And by the way, what's funny is the article, the bottom of it says, you just ignore the dream and I'm here telling you about it. I don't know what toxic behavior I have, but I can't talk much about health because I think I'm okay when it comes to health. I don't even remember the last time I was in a hospital. I can't recall. Because I have a phobia of hospitals. Healing. What am I healing from? I wish I knew what I was healing from. If it's anxiety, it's still there. Maybe I'm healing from it. When was the last time I cried this morning? What the fuck am I healing from? Okay, seriously. I want to say there's a pattern, but I also don't want to say there's a pattern because I need to check if it will happen to me the next month. So the reason I'm saying there's a pattern is the first time it happened to me was I had bad cramps. I was on my pee. So I took a nap because you know us ladies. And let's normalize talking about cramps. Let's normalize talking about periods. So I was taking a nap and then I had this heavy, huge thing on my back because I was laying on my stomach. I was laying on my stomach. And I dreamt about a huge black snake just crawling down my waist to my back. And for some minutes, I think I got sleep paralysis. I couldn't even move. I was like, what if it's real? What if it's not? So I slightly like opened my eyes to find out so that maybe I don't spook it. Why am I talking about this? Let me just say it. And it's scary. It's scary. You know, it's scary when you just wake up and start praying to God. That's how scary it was for me. No, I haven't told you about the first experience. I think I told my contacts. I posted it on my status and say about it. So the first research I did was about how you're not having, maybe you're not sleeping well, which I took it as a thing because, yeah, I'm not sleeping well. Or maybe you've not had the nini for long and I'm like, shut up. There were all sort of excuses. You know what the G app can do, the G website can do. I can't say it because my phone will directly detect my voice, so and it will go to searching mode. You know what the GOO can do, GOOGLE can do to your search. You have so much information provided for you. So I ignored it for the first time, but it was fun. And all the I think they gave me like 10, and out of the 10, maybe 7 of them were true. I didn't get scared, so I move on past that. So the recent one happened on when is today? Today's on Monday. I haven't done my intro. It happened on Friday for me. On Friday. This one didn't even happen the time I was taking a nap. It happened at night. It was like a dream. No, not a nap dream. A dream. This time, the snake is not crawling on my back. It's on the ceiling. And so I'm trying to like kill it at this point. So I see it and then I run for my heel. Because the only thing here I can use was my heel in this house. So I run to get my heels, coming back, thinking it's still there because it crawled down from the ceiling. It disappeared. And I'm like, that's strange. This time it's not on my back, I see it on my ceiling. But I was not sleeping looking up, I was sleeping sideways. No, I didn't wake up. All this thing I'm telling you, it's about a dream. I didn't stand to go and get a heel or chase down the snake. And it's crazy because I'm on my period at this time, so I thought, I'm thinking it's a pattern that happens every time I have my period. But this is my second time, so let's just see if it will happen next month. Maybe. And yes, I am not pregnant. Oh my god. Okay, welcome to the future, guys, and I'll be your host, Jonata Odhiambo. Annyeonghaseyo, bonjour, hello, mambo, sasa, habari zenu, ni aje. Okay, I have to stop the greetings. Oh, I've gone for like I think 2 weeks now. I'm back. No excuse. I can't even explain myself why I disappeared. But you know what also surprised me? So I was listening to Zen and Heath and Filter, and they talked about Princess Diana's wedding cake. How the fuck is this cake still existing? So the wedding happened, I think, in 81. Sorry, I didn't do my research, but from my knowledge, I think 81, that's almost like 40 years. That's 40 years. That is like double my age minus one. Yes, I'm 19, guys. And the cake is on sale, and it goes for £18.50. What is going on? What kind of preservative did they use on this cake? That's what I'm saying. I think at this point, no, come on guys, it's poisonous. It's just poisonous. There's no way that cake is still in good shape. 40 years, a piece of cake, and you're telling me it's still okay, bakeries. Okay. Yeah, so that is out. I'm here to see who is going to buy the cake. And I think the price is low. I thought of maybe $1 million or something. And then someone just take it to the museum. But $18.50 is not bad. Not bad for a piece of cake. Reminds me of the days we were in high school. We used to have sometimes I think my classmate felt like we need to appreciate each other. So they will write notes to everyone that we need to appreciate and send them. And I have those notes. I have those small pieces that they used to send it to me. It was amazing. I tell you, I was in a good class. A class where they will appreciate you, or they will tell you how they feel by just writing a note, or maybe have a talk. And it's not easy to have teenagers that will just have a sit down and have a conversation. So I see why they will keep a cake. I see why they keep a cake, since I have so many pieces of papers of people appreciating me, my classmate appreciating me. Oh, back then, those were the days. I don't know when I'll talk about my high school days. I think I need to talk about it with my classmates. I need to talk about it with my classmates. I can't do it alone. There were so many memories, and I think I'll forget to mention some. So, yeah. So, what are we doing today? So, I was talking to someone, and he just said, so I went somewhere, and I met some people. We were just having conversation, but someone that stood out for me was the one who asked me, why am I so calm? And I am calm. It's not the first time I'm hearing this from people. I am a calm person. Me, I'm a baby girl, by the way. I'm a baby girl. You will not see me shouting everywhere. Nah. Unless you're my friend. But if you're a stranger, you will get that calmness from me. So he didn't stop there. He went ahead and started saying, I hope you don't get people who take advantage of you. So here's my problem. When you say, why are you calm, and you go ahead and say, I hope people don't take advantage of it. Are you saying I am calm and stupid? Is that what you're calling me? You're calling me stupid because I'm calm. So me being calm means I'm aware of everything that happens around me. So I am calm, my mind is calm, so it can concentrate on everything that happens. And I'm a good listener, so I listen a lot. I'm not mad. I think I've never pictured it that way, that I'm calm, people will take advantage of me. No, I'm not stupid because I'm calm. I'm calm because I'm a baby girl. Me, I'm a toto. No, the low accent. And people don't understand that I give them what they want. And they cannot, I mean, they cannot get what they want from me. I give access. That's why I'm calm. It doesn't mean because I am calm you're going to get every fucking thing you want. I think that's what he meant. And I'm here like, nah, people need access. I give access. They don't access me. I give them access. Say the fucking password. J, umesahau neno siri. And I'm here like Morago, pardon. Okay, it's in me where I'm not a loud person as people will think I am. I think I'm loud around people that I've known for 4 years, yeah. But if you met me on that day, I understand you when you say I am a calm person. I really understand you. Even as a kid, I was that quiet person that wanted to be, not to be alone, but to have her shit going on around her. And this is how I am. My dad is noisy. I think the quiet person is my mom. So I'll say I got it from my mom. That is so crazy. I'm like, has anyone ever taken advantage of me because I'm the quiet person? I'm thinking about it right now and I'm like, no, there is no situation where I just like give access to anyone. I wanted to tell you about the lies my friend did and we end up having VIP ticket to somewhere, but I think I'll do it in the next episode. That was funny. The event happened yesterday, Sunday, and it's funny. I'll tell you in the next episode. I think that's all for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. And there's no comment section on this episode. I wish I had comments so that what types of dreams have you had, and how scary were they. But yeah, that's it for today, guys, and I'm out. Kamsahamnida. Thank you. Asante sana. Kamine ole koko. Shabi shami me roni.